Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Why, hi there, and welcome to another new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them, a show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of fabulous, fantastic, phenomenal female-fronted radio week after week. This two-hour mixtape experiment proves to do what we do every week here on the show, celebrate and amplify incredible voices. Coming up in the first hour, I've got music on the way from Blondie, classic Blondie, music from Girl Ray, The Bamboos, new music from Magdalena Bay, Confidence Man, jazz legend Sarah Vaughan coming up, as well as music from PJ Harvey, Nena Cherry, new music from St. Vincent. And again, I am only talking first hour. There is so much more to get into in the second hour. We are going to kick the entire 2 hours off with a band that's just absolutely infectious with the new music that they've made this year. Sheer Mag, they're a Philadelphia-based rabble-rousing rock band that play with big 1970s riffs and garage punk attitude. Their latest album, Playing Favorites, marks the band's Third Man Records debut. You know, Jack White, his record label, Third Man Records debut. And it's their most stylistically diverse rock album to date. Bottom line, they put the fun in rock and roll. Here is Sheer Mag starting off the entire 2 hours of Girly So Groovy. Music made in London, England, right there with the London trio Girl Ray. From their latest album, Prestige, we heard the song True Love. I just love how Girl Ray find a way to mix sweet indie pop with just a classic singer-songwriter vibe and then psychedelic folk thrown in. It is just such great listening. In the middle, it is music from iconic, and that's a word that is sometimes used overly so, but I feel like in this case, they are definitely pioneers of new wave and punk and indie rock and alternative. It is a band that refuses to be pigeonholed. I am talking about New York City's very own Blondie with their song Dreaming. That comes from the band's 1979 fourth album, Eat to the Beat, from Blondie. And then starting off the entire 2 hours here on Girly So Groovy, it is new music from Philadelphia-based band Sheer Meg. Their new album is called Playing Favorites. This time around here on the program, we heard them perform their song All Lined Up. Speaking of new music, one album, I feel like I think because I was off on vacation in August, I feel like right now I'm still making up for lost time picking up albums that came out in the summer, and I am finding some incredible gems. Magdalena Bay, they are the Los Angeles pop duo who pair progressive pop sounds with slick retro early 2000s dance hooks. The band was featured quite heavily in rotation here with their debut album a couple years ago, while the duo are back with their sophomore album, Imaginal Disc. Magdalena Bay utilize a blend of analog and electronic instruments, including strings and horns, to craft a psychedelic dance pop party. So new music from Magdalena Bay coming up. But first, how about some Australian funk soul revivalists? It is the Bamboos here on Girly So Groovy.
I don't wanna get caught up again.
Music to make you move. This is Girly So Groovy. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert. Music right there from Australian dance act Confidence Man, a band that specializes in campy, spirited dance anthems. 2 years ago when they released their album Tilt, it made its way into our top 10 list. And for pure party good reasons, it's just fun listening. Before the song we heard is Loving You Is Easy, and again, that's from the band's latest album, Tilt. In the middle, new music from Los Angeles pop duo Magdalena Bay. The new album is called Imaginal Disc. It is the band's sophomore album. We heard the song Image. Magdalena Bay are definitely catching on. Their first album was infectious. The second album is just cementing their place in pop. They're going on tour, in fact, to support the new album. And get a load of this. This is what I mean about just popularity catching on. The entire North American and European tour is absolutely sold out, with the exception of two dates, Nashville and Iceland, because Iceland is a festival. So if you're in Nashville or Iceland, you're going to catch them. But otherwise, good luck getting tickets. Absolutely, absolutely sold out. And again, they are just an absolute infectious band in all the right ways. And then starting things off, Australian raw funk revivalists, the Bamboos. From their album, Fever in the Road, we heard the song Avenger. Lots more music to get to. I just want to remind you that Girly So Groovy tries to be social. We are on social media. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or find us on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy. Girly and groovy ending with an IE. Every week I post the playlist in print. I provide you links to the musicians and bands featured. I provide links to our Mixcloud listening page so you can listen at your leisure. And best of all, you can message me any requests that you would hope to hear on the program. Coming up in the next 30 minutes, I've got music from Sarah Vaughan, music on the way from PJ Harvey, Nena Cherry, new music from St. Vincent. But speaking of new music coming up, a musical act making their Girly So Groovy debut that I am so excited to share with you, but I am nervous to say their name. I hope I'm getting this right. Brijean. 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 They're the Oakland, California duo known for their trippy atmospheric blend of AM pop, Latin jazz, and 1990s style house music. This summer saw the duo release their third album, Macro, an album that blends breezy 1960s exotica, trippy late night vibes, and playful dance melodies. They're going to fit well into this first hour here on Girly So Groovy. Bergeon up next here on Girly So Groovy.